So, first of all, that slight change in your responsibilities recently, playing on the right-hand side, how have you found that?
Oh, yeah, I'm enjoying every minute of it. I mean, the manager gave me that role in the team, and it's up to me just to repay him by putting me there. So I'm just trying my hardest to work as hard as I can and improve gradually by playing in that position, yeah.
What's he said is the reasoning behind sticking you there?
No particular reason, just for me to go out and do my job on the right-hand side of midfield. He said it's not too different to when I'm playing inside. He still wants me to get on the ball and try and do things on the ball, but my defensive side's a bit different, where I can help Tony McMahon out a bit more when I am playing there.
I wonder if that's part of the process of making the team just more solid, because it has suffered for that this season for obvious reasons, and I wonder if this is part of the building blocks in getting the team rolling again.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it could be. I mean, the manager knows what he wants and what he's doing. But like you said, it could well be that. But like I said, I'm enjoying every minute of playing there, and I'm improving game by game.
It's not wildly different from what you've been used to before, but it is slightly different, isn't it? So how would you assess that difference then?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I just said there, the manager said it's not too different from when I play on the inside. It's just being out wide. I mean, I think you see a lot more of the ball when you are inside. So I've got to get used to coming, finding the ball and trying to get on it. But when I am on it, doing just what I can do.
Do you feel now, given the run of form, that the foundations are now starting to be laid actually to push on away from the relegation zone right now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I hope so. I mean, in the last few weeks since the gaffer come in, we've just got our heads down and we're in our own mess, you know what I mean? It's up to us to get ourselves out of it, and the manager's been fantastic, so it'll be a good performance on the weekend, and hopefully we can get a good result.
Can you put your finger on what maybe the difference has been? Because it's still largely the same group of players.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the difference is. I mean, like you said, we have shored things up a little bit, and we've stopped leaking as many goals and things like that. And I think our defensive side's been a lot better. So that could be the difference, but we've still got to get the ball down and play and score goals, and that's something we've got to keep working on.
I know when we spoke to you during the summer, obviously, this move to Sheffield United was all about aiding your development and your learning curve away from the Liverpool setup. It's been quite an experience, hasn't it? You've had quite a lot to deal with this past few months.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but I've loved every part of it, you know what I mean? I know we've been at the wrong end of the table and things haven't been too good, but the club itself's a fantastic club, you know what I mean? I think everybody knows that, and the fans have been superb, and the staff and the manager now has been absolutely fantastic. I mean, so I've loved every little bit of it.
We always sort of talk almost glibly nowadays about players in academies getting out into the real world and the cut and thrust of playing, you know, senior football. How different is it? How much pressure do you feel on your shoulders away from perhaps what you've been used to before, even playing within the England setup?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say pressure. I'd just say there's a lot more riding on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't say there's pressure on my shoulders, because it's a team game at the end of the day. But there's a lot riding on it, and a lot of the lads want to win, and it's the livelihoods of a lot of players, including myself now. So, like I said, yeah, I'm really enjoying being here and really enjoying playing in that environment.
Enjoying it enough to want to extend your loan beyond January?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I really like it here. You know what I mean? Everyone's been superb with me, so that's up to the manager at the end of the day if he still wants me. So I'm sure we'll sit down and talk about that.
So has anything been said? Because I mean, it's not round the corner, but January isn't that far away now.
No, nothing's been said. I mean, like I said, I think it's just up to us just to get our heads down, get back to putting good performances in on the pitch, and hopefully we'll talk about that closer to the time.
I suppose when a new manager comes in, everybody then has a chance to impress him either way. OK, you're not Sheffield United's player, but essentially you're still trying to impress the manager.
Oh, definitely. I mean, when he come in, I think that was the aim for all the lads, just to impress him and try and put in good performances on the training pitch. And hopefully a lot of the lads are doing that now, and we'll get the rewards on the weekends.
In terms of feedback from your coaches at Liverpool, how much is there? What do they say? How do they say you're doing?
Yeah, they say it's been a fantastic move for me. It's something I really needed at the time of my career, if you want to call it that. And it's something I really needed, and I couldn't have come to a better club. I mean, like I said, and they know themselves, we're not in the best of positions, but all it can do is just make me learn, and I've learned loads from this experience.
So have they said to you, right, you will go back in either 6 months' time at the end of the season or whenever that happens to be, do they then have a plan for you going forward?
I've spoke to Liverpool myself, and they've said certain things to me, but like I said, they know exactly that I'm here to do a job for Sheffield United at the minute, and we'll talk about that closer to January now.
So the next challenge is Leighton Orient. How do you stop them?
Yeah, it's a massive game. I mean, I've just been saying, I've just been on the train up with Jose there, and it's a massive game for us. I mean, they've been flying, but I think our away performance since the new gaffer come in have been very encouraging. We've been very solid and kept it very strong at the back, and so hopefully we can go there and get a good result against them.
Their goal scoring record is frightening. I mean, they've scored more than anybody else this season. Defensively, they're pretty good as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, they're a top team, and I think us going there is going to be a real challenge for us, but I'm sure one we can step up to.
Because Sheffield United are now more solid, I appreciate that at times you're inhibited slightly when you're attacking, for now at least, actually away from home. Does that suit you?
Yeah, I suppose so. Just because I think if we do stop leaking the goals and things like that, I think we can always push on going forward. I think you've always got that licence to go on and try and do something and make something happen. So, yeah, I do things like that.
The team are obviously moving in the right direction and have gathered more points now. As a group of players, do you look at it and say, a set a target by sort of January the 1st, we want to be here or there or moving forward?
No, not at all. I mean, it's up to us to get us out of trouble. And I think we've just got to take it game by game now. I mean, we've got Leighton Orient on Saturday. It's going to be a huge game. And it's up to us to get us out of that mess by taking it one game at a time.
I suppose it would be good to see, given this squad, what it's done before and the size of this club, just to measure yourself against somebody who has started this season pretty well, just to see if what happened at the start of the season isn't detrimental.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we want to measure up against the best of teams in this league. And for us to do that, we've got to go out and give a good account of ourselves and perform really well.